跟贵妇相勉的题目是衡量自己。
For this afternoon's Sabbath service, I'd like to share a sermon entitled "Measuring Oneself."
这是我们继续上个礼拜所讲的题目。
This sermon is the continuation from last week's sermon.
那么主要的呢，就是从主耶稣所说的比喻里面呢，我们从那里面呢，来做互相勉励。
So this sermon is taken from the one of the parable that Jesus spoke.
我们请看路加福音十八章第十节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 18 verse 10.
到十四节。
Till 14. Luke chapter 18 verses 10 to 14.
有两个人上殿里去祷告。一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人啰嗦不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。”十二节，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。十三节
，Verse 13，
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，主捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”十四节
，Verse 14。
我告诉你们，这个人回家去比那人倒算为义，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必称为高。主耶稣在这个比喻里面提到两个人上圣殿祷告。
In this parable, Jesus spoke about the Pharisee and the tax collector.
他们在圣殿里面呢，来在神面前衡量自己。
They were both praying and measuring themselves to the Lord.
那么有关法利赛人呢，他怎样去衡量自己呢？
How does the Pharisee measure himself?
他不以神的这种完全、这种公义来做标准。
He did not use God and the truth as his yardstick.
也许呢，他是以别人的软弱、缺点，跟自己能够看得见、听得见的这种虔诚的表现来做比较。
Instead, the Pharisee uses what is visible and what is weak from man as a measuring standard.
所以他觉得呢，自己不错。
So in that way, he realized he is quite perfect.
但问题就是，他呢，以为神也不知道。
But without realizing, he thought that God did not know this.
所以他就在祷告处里面呢，向神说他的好的表现。
And in his contents of his prayer, he admitted to God.
那一方面呢，又说别人的不好。
And in his prayer, he criticized others.
尤其这个税吏呢，在他旁边也在祷告，他又指明这个税吏不好。
And beside him prayed the tax collector, and he even criticizes him too.
当然呢，圣殿里面除了他们两个人以外，也有别人去祷告。
There are many other people praying in the temple at the same time.
所以他说不像别人，也许呢，所有上圣殿的人都比他不好。
So he said he is unlike the others praying in the temple.
那十三节呢，是这个税吏的祷告词。
So in verse 13, this mentions the prayer of the tax collector.
他怎样去衡量自己呢?
How does he measure himself?
他的祷告词非常简单。
His prayer is very simple.
他说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
He said, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
也许他觉得呢，他过去的表现真的在神的面前是一个罪人。
Maybe he thought his previous manner was not very exemplary to God.
那他衡量人的标准呢，跟这个法利赛人不一样。
His yardstick is different from the Pharisee.
他可能呢，是以神为标准。
Because he uses God as his standard.
人怎么能够跟神比呢？
How can we compare ourselves to God?
如果一比呢，人就显出不完全。
Because once we compare ourselves to God, then we fell from perfection.
那么经常要与神比的人呢，会发现自己不完全，然后呢，就会谦虚悔改，追求上进。
Because once we compare ourselves to God, then we realize our imperfections, and this will enable us to be humble.
所以这位税吏呢，他衡量自己呢，啊，他是以神的啊这种完全来做标准来衡量自己。
So this tax collector, he uses the perfection of God as his standard of measurement.
所以他觉得他是一个罪人，求神来怜悯他。
So he realized he's a sinner and he asked for God's forgiveness.
想不到他这种祷告呢，却能够得到美好的效果。
So in effect, his prayer was more fruitful.
虽然他的祷告处很短。
Though his prayer was short,
但是呢，却获得神的回应的时间却非常的快。
But he received the attention of God.
那么那个法利赛人祷告词虽然很长又很美好。
Even though the prayer of the Pharisee was longer and seems more wonderful,
却不能够获得神来把他称为是一个义人。
But God did not consider him a righteous person.
那么人性的弱点是非常多啊。
So as we know, human has many weaknesses.
每个人都有他的弱点。
We have our own weaknesses as well.
但是呢，人人都不愿意自己的弱点让别人知道。
Of course, we try to hide those weaknesses from the others.
所以在这个社会里面呢，戴上面具的人非常多。
So in our society, all of us carry a facade.
当然呢，每个人都希望自己能够更好。
Of course, all of us strive to be a better person.
但也不希望人家来了解他的软弱。
And we would not want others to know our weaknesses and shortcomings.
所以有的人啊，很能够尊重人的自尊心。
Some people they respect another person's dignity.
他绝对不会呢啊，把人家的伤痕呢，一直把他啊抓得更严重。
And they will not lick another person's wound.
所以这个税吏的祷告呢，啊，他呢连提这个法利赛人的事情都没有提到。
So the prayer of the in his prayer, the tax collector never mentioned the Pharisee.
如果我们亲耳听到人家在批评我们
，If for one reason or another we heard somebody criticizing us,
大多数都会反击呀。
We will reiterate.
因为呢，听到以后心里不舒服。
Because once we heard it, we felt very uncomfortable.
但是这个税吏呢，被法利赛人批评不好，竟然没有反击。
But when the tax collector heard the criticism of the Pharisees, he did not react.
因为他是现在要跟神祷告。
Because he knew he is praying to God.
所以他的目标是神。
So His goal is to pray to God.
所以他不理法利赛人的批评。
So he ignored the criticism of the Pharisees.
能够有这种心态，真的不容易的。
This attitude is hard to get.
老实讲，每个人在祷告，多少少也会听到隔壁的人的声音。
Believe it or not, a lot of us could understand what the next person beside us is praying.
但是有的人呢？啊，就是听到别人的声音会很注意听，却忘记自己已经在跟神说话。
And oftentimes we heard the other person's prayer, and we tend to forget that we are supposed to pray to God.
如果就这样一直下去，半个小时的祷告都一塌糊涂的。
And so all our prayer, if it is half an hour long, will come to nothing.
所以祷告能够把自己的心收回来非常重要。
So in our prayer.We must remember to concentrate and give all our prayers to God.
这个税吏在祷告的时候，就是把自己的心收回来。
In his prayer, the tax collector poured out his heart, the contents of his heart to God.
虽然他有听到法利赛人的声音
，Even though he heard what the Pharisees was praying about,
那是他的事情。
That is his problem, his business.
因为他现在在神的面前是要解决自己的问题。
Because when he came to the temple, his duty is to pray to God to solve his problem.
因为他对自己跟神呢这个关系是非常重要的。
Because he value his relationship with God.
所以呢啊，他就不管法利赛人怎样批评他不好。
So it doesn't matter how much criticism he received from the Pharisee.
如果我们今天有这种度量的话，
if we have such a standard for ourselves,
我相信你的这个灵性已经进步了。
I'm sure we will all improve spiritually.
那么这个税吏呢，他首先说他首先是远远的站着。
Here it also says that the tax collector, he distanced himself when he prayed.
连举目望天都不敢。
He did not even look up to the heavens.
因为他深深看到自己。
Because he truly sees himself.
我怎么这么不完全呢？
He sees his imperfection.
所以他认为呢，抬头望天都不配。
So he is not worthy to even look up to the heavens.
他觉得跟神非常的疏远。
So he realized that he is so distant from God.
所以我就站开一点。
So let me distance myself a little bit.
也许呢，他是站在圣殿的后面。
Maybe he stands behind the temple.
不敢向前。
He is even afraid to come forward.
当然呢，这种行为不见得是好的。
This attitude may not be admirable.
因为神呢，不是喜欢人跟他站得远远的。
Because God dislikes those people who distance themselves from Him.
当然呢，神的本质是灵呢，无所不在。
So as we know, God is omnipresent.
虽然呢，他站得好像远远的，其实呢，也是在神的面前。
Even though he stands far away from God, he is still standing before him.
不过在人看得见的圣殿里面呢，他也许以为比较前面比较神圣的。
Because in the temple where everyone is visible, he thought that only the holier people should come forward in the temple.
但是呢，这种观念是不正确的。
But this perception is inaccurate.
当然，我们是希望我们的弟兄姐妹每一次聚会呢，尽量靠前比较好。
So, it is encouraged that during each service, fellow brothers and sisters, if they could come forward and take the front seats.
这个税吏呢，虽然远远的站着
，even though the tax collector was standing far from the front，
一方面我们也能够。了解他的心情
So we can understand his temperament.
所以他连举目望天都不敢，表示他呢非常不完全。
To see that he is even afraid to look up upon the heavens to see how imperfect he feels for about himself.
当一个人有亏欠的时候
，When we fall short，
他会低着头，不敢抬头
This person will bow down.
那么他衡量自己呢，一直觉得自己呢非常亏欠。
And whenever he measure himself, he realized how far behind he fall.
那么在诗篇里面呢，古代的人作诗也常常有这种表现。
In the book of Psalms, the old Bible characters also show this same kind of attitude.
因为他们向神来衡量自己
，because they use God as their standard of measurement，
所以觉得自己不完全呐
，and realize their own imperfection。
请看诗篇四十篇十二节。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 40 verse 12。
诗篇四十篇十二节。
Psalms chapter 40 verse 12。
因有无数的祸患围困我。我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能安守。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。大卫作诗说：“他有很多的祸患来围上他。”
In here, the author David mentions that troubles without number surround him.
那更可怕的就是说，罪孽又追上了他。
And the scarier thing is that his sins have overtaken him.
所以他呢不敢抬头啊。
So he is afraid to look up to the heavens.
因为他觉得呢，他的罪孽比他的头发还多啊。
Because he felt his sins is more than the hairs of his head.
因此呢，他在神的面前越想越害怕。
So the more he thought about it, the more afraid he became.
所以从这一节圣经，我们可以对照这个税吏的心情。
So from here, from this verse allows us to understand more clearly the feelings of the tax collector.
为什么他要站得远远？为什么不敢抬头望天？
Why he distant himself and why he is afraid to look up upon the heavens?
我们再看38篇第四节。
Let us again turn to the same book, chapter 38, verse 4.
诗篇38篇第四节。
Psalms chapter 38, verse 4.
我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担叫我担当不起。大卫说他的罪孽高过他的头。
And here David said that his guilt was, has overwhelmed him.
当然呢，他就抬不起头来。
So that explains why he is not able to look up upon the heavens.
因为呢，罪孽好像重担。
Because his guilt is like a heavy burden pressing against his head.
所以由于两处的记载，让我们知道这个税吏的心情也许是这样的。
So these two verses explains the feelings of the tax collector.
因为他向神来衡量自己。
Because the tax collector uses God as his standard for measurement.
因为他以神做标准。
He used God as his yardstick.
如果要以人来做标准，没有标准，人太多啊。
Because if we use man as our standard, there will be too many of us to have a proper and correct standard.
因为神只有一位啊。
Because since there is only one God,
所以他就以神为标准。
So he uses God as his standard.
这是很正确的观念。
This is a very correct form of perception.
我们要学习的很多啊。
There are many things that we have to learn.
但是呢，在圣经里面要我们要学习基督，我们要效法神啊。
But in the Bible, it tells us that we must be like Christ. We must be Christ-like.
所以神永远在我们的心目中就是一个标准的。
So when we have Christ in our heart, He will be our standard.
我们请看以弗所书第五章第一节。
Please next turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse
1. 以弗所书第五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。每一位都是神蒙慈爱的儿女。
We are all dearly loved by, we are all dearly loved children of God.
所以我们每一位要效法神。
So we should all be imitators of God.
不要老是说谁不好谁不好。
Let us not criticize others.
谁比较好？
Or who is better than me?
因为我们要以神为标准来效法他。
Because we use God as a standard in order to imitate Him.
那这个税吏呢？接下来他捶着胸啊。
Next, the tax collector beat his chest, breast.
一个人在自恨自己的不好的时候会捶胸。
When a person is greatly distressed, he will beat upon his breast.
我为什么这么不重用？为什么呢？啊，老是表现不好。
Why am I so useless? Why am I so unworthy?
这就是呢，为自己的罪来痛苦，为自己来难过。
Because he is saddened and he is wretched by his own sins.
所以他才会在圣殿里面捶胸啊。
So that is why the tax collector beat his breast in the temple.
因为他看到自己。
Because he sees himself.
为什么会看到自己？
Why is he able to see himself?
因为他先看到神。
Because he saw God first.
能够看到神的人才能够看清楚自己。
When you are able to see God first, then you are able to see yourself more clearly.
因为呢，看到神的完全。
Because when you see the perfection of God,
以神来做标准来衡量自己。
And you use God as your yardstick and you use Him to measure yourself.
所以他就看到自己的不完全啊。
And then he suddenly realized his imperfection.
虽然心里本神的本质是灵，我们肉眼看不见。
Even though God is spirit and that we are not able to see Him,
但是我们的心灵呢，可以看到神。
But our spirit is able to see, to feel Him, to see Him.
当我们的心灵看到神的时候
，When our spirit, is able to feel, His spirit,
就会呢看到自己。
then we are able to see ourselves.
所以一直看不见自己的人，就是因为他心灵看不到神。
If somebody is blind to themselves, then they are not able to see God.
我们请参看以赛亚书。
Let's next turn to Isaiah.
第六章第五节。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
以赛亚书第六章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5.
第六章第五节，那时我说祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。先知以赛亚在我们心目中是非常好的先知。
Prophet Isaiah, as we know him, is a righteous person.
但是呢，他说不行啊，我是一个不洁净的人。
But here he says, woe to me, I am an unclean person.
他竟然发现自己这么不完全。
He realized that he is not a perfect person.
因为他看到神。
Because he saw God.
所以这个税吏他有看到神。
So the same time, this tax collector, he had seen God too.
反过来说，那个法利赛人看不到神啊。
On the other hand, we can safely say that the Pharisee did not see God.
那这个税吏呢，因为看到神，才会真正的看到自己的不完全啊。
Because the tax collector is able to see God, then he is able to see that he is not perfect.
好像使徒保罗还没有信耶稣的时候。
Just like before Apostle Paul, converted to Christianity.
他是犹太教的肉身者，是一个标准的法利赛人。
He was the a very a perfect Jew. He's a perfect practicing Jew.
他为了他的宗教而发肉身呐、啊。
Because of his religion, he became very zealous.
逼迫那些啊信耶稣的人。
He persecuted those people who believe in Jesus.
实际上，他一直都没有看到神。
In actual fact, he has not seen God.
等到有一天呢，他看到主耶稣的荣光照射他。
Until one day he saw the glorious light from the Lord Jesus.
他才能够真正的看到自己的不好。
Then he finally was able to see his own weakness.
所以他在他的书信里面说，他是一个罪魁，这是一个罪的头啊。
So in his letters he said that he is the source of all sins.
是非常不好的一个人。
That he is a wretched person.
其实保罗呢是一个非常不错的人。
Actually, Paul is not a bad person.
所以素人呢，如果心里能够看到神，真的会发现自己不完全呐、啊。
So, all of us here, if we are able to see God, we will see our own shortcomings.
那这个税吏一直捶自己的胸，就是表示要在神的面前来解决自己的问题。
When this tax collector was beating his breast, it goes to show that he is trying he wants God to help him solve his problems.
祷告是我们人跟神的关系。
Prayer is between us and God.
所以呢，他听到这个法利赛人在批评他的时候，
when he heard the criticisms coming from the Pharisee,
他不理他。
He ignored him.
你怎么批评？也是多余的，因为我现在是要跟神来解决我的罪孽。
His the Pharisees' criticisms will come to nothing because now is my time spent with God, praying with God.
但是呢，不去介意别人的批评啊。
If we don't accept other people's criticisms of us,
可以呢，让他的祷告更专心。
That will allow him to concentrate more on his prayer.
所以他真诚的悔改，获得神的回应。
So he truly was very repentant towards God, and he received a quick answer from God.
虽然呢，他是一个罪人。
Even though he was a sinner.
但是神呢，还是承认他。
God still accept him.
也许我们呢，看到圣经的记载，让我们呢会有怀疑。
Sometimes in the when we read the Bible, it will arouse some curiosity.
因为圣经记载，罪 属灵跟神隔绝呀。
Because it says that sins will distance ourselves from the Lord.
我们请参看以赛亚书五十九章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
第二节。
Verse
2. 以赛亚书五十九章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2.
但你们的罪孽属你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶属他掩面不听你们。人的罪孽呢，啊，会造成跟神呢成为一道墙。
Our iniquities will form a wall, a barrier from the Lord.
那么这个税吏呢，他跟神是不是有一道罪墙把他遮住呢？
Thus, the tax collector has a barrier that separated him from God.
当然会的。
It could be.
神也不听罪人的祷告。
God also listens to the prayer of the sinners.
但是他既然来到圣殿，就是要悔罪。
Since that he make himself to come to the temple, that is his asking for the forgiveness of his sins.
这是神所了解的。
This is clearly understood by God.
所以他说：“神啊，可怜怜悯我这个罪人。”
So he prayed to God, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
当他有这种悔改的心，罪墙啊会被神拆掉。
When he has this heart of repentance, his sin will be abolished by God.
神虽然不听罪人的祷告
，Even though God sometimes don't listen to the prayer of the sinners.
但是有谦虚悔改的人还是能够获得神的垂听啊。
But if you have a humble heart and a repentful heart, your answer might be their prayer might be answered by God.
当然呢，在圣经里面的一些人物呢，都可以给我们做参考。
We can learn this from the some biblical characters.
以色列国王的第一代跟第二代的国王。
The first king and the second king of the Israelite.
第一代就是扫罗王。
The first king was King Saul.
第二代就是大卫王。
And the second king was King David.
这两个人呢，都曾经犯罪。
And these two kings have ever committed sins before.
一个获得神的赦免。
One received the received deliverance from God.
一个不能够获得神的赦免。
But the other.Did not receive deliverance.
扫罗为什么他做错呢？这些罪孽成为一道罪墙，使他跟神来隔绝呢
？Why did Saul build himself a wall, of sins?
我们请参看撒母耳记上十五章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel.
二十四节。撒母耳记上十五章二十四节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 24.
撒母耳记上十五章二十四节二十五节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verses 24 to 25.
扫罗对撒母耳说：“我有罪了，我因惧怕百姓听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。”二十五节。现在求你赦免我的罪。同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华。这里记载扫罗犯罪以后。
Here refers to after Saul sinned.
先知撒母耳责备他。
Prophet Samuel rebuked him.
他承认自己犯罪。
Saul admitted his sins to him.
但是呢，他又把这个罪推给百姓。
But he relegated his sins to the Israelite people.
人性的弱点常常会推卸责任。
We as humans, we tend to do the same.
自己所做的也要推给别人。
Whenever we commit a sin, we tend to push the blame on the others.
这个扫罗呢，他自己做错，却把这个错误呢归咎于他的百姓。
The same thing with Paul. He put the blame on his people instead of upon himself.
就表示呢，他呢，没有真正的向神。来忏悔，不但坦诚啊。
So it shows here that Saul wasn't very sincere to God.
他告诉先知啊。
He told the prophet.
意思就是求神来赦免他的罪。
that he hoped that God will forgive his sins.
他要回去敬拜神。
That he wants to come back to him.
这是口头上的，跟他的内心不配合。
What he spoke is different from what his heart really feel.
请看三十节。
Please read again verse 30.
扫罗说：“我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓长老的长老和以色列面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。”扫罗又承认自己有罪。
Here Saul again admitted his sins.
站在加上虽然如此，就是他的理由。
But he's also giving some excuses here.
他目的呢，就是要在众人面前呢，能够抬起头来。
Because his purpose is to still maintain his dignity in front of his people.
能够在有名望的长老面前呢，能够有面子。
To be able to maintain his honor before the elders.
他希望呢，撒母耳先知跟他在一起回去。
So he asked if Prophet Samuel could accompany him home.
好证明呢，他是一个还好的人。
This also shows that Saul still have some good sins become a wall that separate him from God.
还有一个王叫做大卫。
Another king is King David.
他也曾经犯罪。
He had sinned too.
先知拿单去责备他的时候。
When Prophet Nathan came to rebuke him,
他非常坦诚啊。
He was very sincere and repentive.
请看撒母耳记下十二章。
Please turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
十二节十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
撒母耳记下十二章十二节十三节。
2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13.
你在暗中行做事，我却要在以色列众人面前烛光之下报应你。十三节，十二章十二节。
Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 12 and 13.
十二节说：“你在暗中行做事，我却要在以色列众人面前烛光之下报应你。”十三节。大卫对拿单说：“我得罪耶和华了。”拿单说。耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。大卫犯罪以后
，After David sinned，
拿单先知责备他，他马上承认自己犯罪。
And after he received the rebuke from Prophet Nathan, he admitted right away。
先知马上转达神的意思说，神会。除掉你的罪。
And right away, Nathan replied that the Lord has taken away his sin.
因为神看内心啊。
Because the Lord looked on the inside.
大卫真的很坦诚啊。
David was indeed very sincere.
他不像扫罗王。
He is not like King Saul.
所以这种有坦诚的人呢，就罪不成为他的罪墙。
So to a sincere person, their sins will not become a wall.
所以为什么这个税吏说他是一个罪人，神为什么要听他的祷告呢？
But how is it that when the tax collector mentioned that he's a sinner, and yet God still listens to his prayer?
反过来，那个法利赛人祷告行不听啊。
But on the other hand, why did not God listen to the prayer of the Pharisee?
因为他呢，言辞上虽然是好人呢，实际上呢。并不是很好的人。
The Pharisee, superficially, he seems like a good person, but on the inside, he is not.
所以这个税吏说：“神啊，可怜我这个罪人。”
So that is why the tax collector mentioned, "God have mercy on me, this sinner."
这种非常坦诚的表现，神真的可怜他。
This act of sincerity really aroused the pity from God.
所以圣经呢，记载。这种人真的能够获得神的怜悯呐、啊。
This type of person will truly receive the mercy from God.
我们请看诗篇五十一篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 51.
十六节、十七节。
Verses 16 to 17.
诗篇五十一篇十六节、十七节。
Psalms chapter 51, verses 16 to 17.
十六节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。神所要的祭，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。这里说，神本来不喜爱祭物的。
Here it says that God do not take delight in sacrifices.
但是律法上规定，百姓犯罪一定要献祭的。
But the law mentioned that if somebody sins, they must make a sacrifice.
能够赎罪的这种祭要献上燔祭。
And this burnt offerings or sacrifice will redeem their sins.
但实际上，神很不愿意呢，百姓借着做些祭物来赎罪啊。
But in reality, God does not like in sacrifices or burnt offerings.
因为这个有形的看得见的。
Because these are all visible acts.
能够在众人面前来证明呢他有这么做的。
These are all a proof to the people.
人性的弱点就是喜欢有人替他作证，有人替他证明。
So a weakness of man is if we are able to be a witness, if somebody is able to witness us doing these sacrifice or offerings.
那实际上在神的面前也不必这样。
But in the before God, we need not do all these things.
这里说神呢所要的祭是属灵的。
Because what God wants is something that is related to the spirit, a broken spirit.
还有痛悔的心
a contrite heart
神不会轻看他
because these will not be despised by God
所以那个税吏呢就是有这种忧伤的心灵
so this tax collector he has a broken spirit
他有痛悔的心所以神呢就垂听他的祷告
he has a contrite heart that is why his prayer was acceptable to him
我们再看第六节
let us now turn to chapter
verse 6
Psalms
chapter 51 verse 6
What God desires is the truth from the inner parts.
这是我们真正要追求的。
This is something that we must all strive for.
真正里面有诚实啊。
The honesty and sincerity from our innermost part.
这个税吏呢，他在圣殿祷告就是这种表现。
The manner of the tax collector is just so.
他只是说神啊，我是一个罪人。
He said, God, I'm only a sinner.
他真正发出于他的内心呐。
He poured out things from coming from the deepest part of his heart.
虽然过去行为不好。
Even though before he was not a very exemplary person.
但是他今天呢，真正在神面前忏悔。
But today he truly regrets what he had done.
所以呢，主耶稣说，这两个在圣殿祷告的人回去以后啊。
So that is why Jesus, he said, when these two people, they went home.
那么哪一个人能够被称称义呢
Who will be more justified?
我们再来看这一节圣经路加福音十八章十四节
So let us now turn back to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章十四节
Luke chapter 18 verse 14.
我告诉你们这个人回家去比那人倒算为义因为凡自高的必降为卑自卑的必称为高主耶稣说
Jesus said
说这个税吏回家以后
that after this tax collector went home
比那个人就是比那个法利赛人倒算为义
he will become more justified than the Pharisee
这个真的让人很难去分辨善恶啊。
This makes it quite difficult for men to differentiate between good and evil.
明明这个税吏承认这是罪人，法利赛人说他是多好的表现。
Because when the Pharisee admitted to all his perfection, and yet the tax collector admitted his sins.
所以人呢，在分辨谁好谁不好都不正确的。
So man's judgment is not always correct.
因为凭看得见的不标准呐。
For whatever is visible may not be right.
唯独呢，人看不见的，神可以看得见的内心呐，这才是有标准的。
Because whatever is invisible to the eyes of men is visible to God, and this is the correct way of standardizing.
想不到这个税吏竟然在神的面前比法利赛人比较有益啊。
Because then God said that the tax collector is more justified than the Pharisee.
啊，这是我们经常要还神的地方啊。
So this is something that we must follow.
因为神的判断呢最正确的。
Because God's judgment is the most accurate.
所以祷告真正内心要进入圣殿。
So when we pray, our hearts must be in
真正的达到神的面前。
That we must truly come before Him.
请看耶拿书第二章第七节。
Let's turn to Jonah.
耶拿书第二章第七节。
Jonah chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。耶拿曾经在一户里面祷告神啊。
Jonah prayed to God when he was in the belly of the fish.
这个时候的耶拿非常痛苦啊。
At this time, Jonah was in the deep trouble.
你想想看，一个人在鱼的肚子里面怎么祷告呢？
Can you imagine praying in the belly of the fish?
躺着也不是，要站着也站不起来，要睡着也不好，滑溜溜，臭味很重。
Can you imagine the condition when you are in the belly of the fish?
几乎让他呢啊发昏了。
So he was quite troubled.
但是人在极痛苦的时候就会想到神。
But in his sorrow, he thought about God.
他别的不想，只有想念神呐。
He did not think about any other things except God.
所以这个时候呢，他在祷告，真正的体会到进入圣殿。
So in his prayer, he truly felt himself in that he's entering into the temple of God.
真正的。他好像呢，在神的面前。
That he truly felt he had come before God.
我们所要追求的，这种真正的在属灵方面、心灵方面能够达到神的面前。
So let us all strive to be able to come in spirit and in heart to come before God.
因为神是看人的内心呐。
Because God sees what is in our inside.
请看撒母耳记上十六章第七节。
First Samuel, chapter 7.
撒母耳记上十六章第七节。
First Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7.
耶和华却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌的。”耶和华是看内心的。撒母耳先知奉神的命令到伯利恒的一个家庭里面，要去告一个人来做以色列王。
Samuel, according to the wishes of God, came to Bethlehem to anoint someone.
那这个人叫耶西，他有八个儿子。
And this person is Jesse, and he had eight children.
这是很难选择的。
This is a very difficult choice.
但是先知还是看外貌的。
Because even a prophet tends to look on the outer appearance.
他看到他的大孩子一表人才。
Because when he saw his the older son as the being tall, his physical appearance.
他先想，这个人来做王呢， 是可以的。
He felt that this person with his physique, he could easily become a king.
但神马上在心灵告诉撒母耳先知不对。
But God in the spirit told Samuel that his choice was not correct.
我不拣选他。
That he is not my choice.
从老大到老七，七个呢都不合格。
Because all seven sons does not come under the under God's choice.
也许这几个孩子都是非常英俊潇洒，非常好看。
Jesse's seven sons are very handsome.
这就让先知撒母耳很难去选择啊。
So this makes it a very difficult choice for Samuel to make.
所以神告诉他，他是看内心的。
So God, because he sees, he look at the heart of man.
那先知就没有办法，怎么选？看内心，他没有办法。
So even Prophet Samuel, he is not unable to make this choice if it is based on the inside.
所以只好呢让神来指点他哪一位才对。
So he has to relegate this duty to God.
既然七位都不合格，他就问这位耶西啊，说你还有儿子吗？
When he has considered the seven sons and there were not one is the candidate, he asked Jesse if he had any other child.
他说有啊，还有一个最小啊，那个是在牧羊啊，在旷野啊。
And Jesse told Samuel that, oh yes, I have another son, and he's a shepherd in the wilderness.
等到叫这个人回来，神说就是这一个。
And so when this shepherd came home, God told Samuel that he is the chosen one.
他是一个少年，但是呢，他心地善良。
He even though he is young, his heart is very righteous.
因为他有美好的灵性。
Because he has a very nice temperament.
所以先知撒母耳就把膏油倒在他的头上。
So after that, Prophet Samuel anoint him with oil.
所以基督徒的灵修要追求内心的实在。
So as for us Christians, we must strive to for the heart.
当然呢，也不能够忽略外在的礼貌。
But of course, we must not also neglect our outer mannerisms.
但是真正要追求就是内里成熟啊。
So let us all strive for spiritual maturity.
所以这个税吏回家去呢，算为有义。
So the tax collector, he is justified when he left for home.
但是他回家以后会固态复明吗？
But will he turn into a different person once he left for home?
人常常呢，经不起时间的考验。
Sometimes we all have to go through these trials.
暂时的好表现。
We may show our good side for a certain period of time.
那么回家以后呢，他又跟以前一样的表现，那就不好。
But once he arrived home, he is back to his old same person.
当然，我们希望这个税吏呢，回家以后要真正改变。
Of course, we all sincerely hope that the tax collector, will remain the same when he arrived home.
真正的在圣殿的那种谦卑又痛悔。
That he is the same kind of person, a very sorrowful, repentful person.
真正的改过自新啊。
A person who truly turns over a new leaf.
因为主耶稣在世的时候。
Because when Jesus was on earth.
曾经几次碰到有罪的人。
Jesus met sinners.
获得他的怜悯。
And these sinners have received the mercy from God, from Jesus.
但是他所交代的是什么呢？
But what is his instruction? What is Jesus' instructions to them?
请看约翰福音第八章十一节。
Please turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 11.
他说：“主啊。”没有，耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪。”一个犯奸淫的女人被犹太人抓到。
A woman who has committed adultery was caught by the by the people.
把他送到耶稣的面前，求主耶稣判断。
And she was dragged before Jesus to be condemned.
根据他们看得见他犯罪的证据，应当要用石头打死。
From what they can see, she was supposed to be stoned to death.
因为这是摩西的律法所规定的。
Because this comes from the law of Moses.
这就让主耶稣很为难啊，要怎么去答应呢？
So this left Jesus to be in a predicament about his own judgment.
所以主耶稣想了一下。
After,
说你们中间没有罪的人就可以打死他。
Then finally Jesus declared, if any one of you have sinned,Please stone her.
这些犹太人没有人敢动手打死这个女人。
So after that, none of the Jews dared to pick up a stone and stone her.
当众人都跑开以后，耶稣问这个女人。
After the people all had left, Jesus asked her.
他说他们没有定你的罪吗
？So is neither of them condemning you?
他说主啊，没有嘞。
He says, "No one, sir."
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪啊。
Then neither do I condemn you.
但是从此以后，你不要再犯罪了。
But go now and leave your life of sin.
也许将来你就没有这个像今天这种机会碰到我啊。
Maybe the next time you won't have the opportunity to meet with me.
所以真的要切实悔改改变。
So you must truly repent.
再看约翰福音第五章。
Next, please turn to John chapter 5,
14节
verse 14.
约翰福音第五章十四节
John chapter 5, verse 14.
后来耶稣在殿里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”一个人生病三十八年
，A man who was ill for 38 years.
这是医生很伤脑筋的病啊，医不好。
This is something that is incurable.
但是这个人呢，后来蒙耶稣把他医好。
But through the grace of Jesus, he was made well.
因为人很多啊。
Because there were too many people at the time.
他也不知道把他医好的这位贵人叫做耶稣啊。
This person who is ill, he did not know that the person who cured him was actually Jesus.
等到有一天在圣殿呢，跟主耶稣相遇的时候
，So at that time when they met face to face in the temple，
被他认出来了。
Jesus found him。
耶稣就提醒他
，And Jesus reminded him again， reminded him，
你的病已经好了。
And Jesus said that that you are well again。
以后不要再犯罪。
The next time， please stop sinning。
如果再犯罪，可能呢，以后所要遭遇的就比以前更严重。
Because if you do so, something worse may happen to you.
所以我们希望主耶稣的比喻里面，这个税吏回家以后要真正改变。
So let us hope that from the parable of the Lord Jesus, the tax collector when he went home, he will truly repent.
基督徒不要常常固态复明。常常在神的面前呢，就悔改，又固态复明，这样很不好。
Let us all Christians, let us not be wishy-washy.
几次软弱不小心呢，神真正坦诚，神会怜悯呐。
If we said that we want to repent before Him, let us truly do so.
因为神是出爱的神。
Because the Lord is a merciful Lord.
希望我们很坦诚的就能够蒙他悦纳。
Let us be sincere to be received by Him.
所以主耶稣这个比喻里面呢，我们从这里面呢，来学习这些道理，做互相勉励。
So from this parable, may we all, brethren, learn from each other.